Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of December, recording at 8:49 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a few highlights. And Japan, second day on the downside. That's following yesterday's small key day reversal. Today's MDL violation looks like we are in for a little bit longer consolidation by Japan. Elsewhere, stock markets mostly quietly steady, although that could be a half full, half empty choice. And some could say they're losing downward momentum, but not too much in the way of downward dynamics in here very recently. Some markets, of course, have underperformed considerably, such as New Zealand, but that had a pretty good day today, indicating oversold and oversold rally commencing. Sorry about a slightly sort of gravelly hoarse voice, and I also had that going right back to last Friday. A little bit of a head cold here. Now, bonds, government bonds. Quiet day in here today, but overall the patterns are still bit steady. They had lost that downward momentum earlier on. I think upside scope is really quite limited in here, short of a sharp stock market sell-off, which I don't think is imminent. But if I'm wrong, for whatever reason, and bonds do rally up a bit further, I will look forward to another opportunity to sell them after a rally tires. In currencies here today, the dollar was a bit steadier, somewhat steadier, but overall I maintain this looks like a tired bull. And in terms of precious metals, they're back to interesting levels in here today, and we saw some real evidence of a bit of a bounce in here today, particularly for silver, although platinum did well in coming off its lows. I guess you could say the same for palladium. My view here is that first that the precious metals are much closer to their bottom for this correction than the recent high. It's been quite a sharp correction. And I feel, though, that the speed with which they've come down and the dynamics that they saw has probably unnerved people in the short term. It's made a number of people gun-shy. So it would not be surprising if, even if this is a bottom area, and I think it's at least the beginning of a bottom area within the secular long-term upward trends, of course, but even if this is a bottom area, I would not expect a consecutive day's march right back up to the high, given the fright that people have had. I would think that maybe markets, precious metal markets, sort of range around a little bit down here before confidence increases and they head back upwards. I was quite hoping to take a nice breather between now and the end of the year, but I may have to put at least the metaphorical toe back in the water. Was quite tempted to this morning and didn't. But if I did pick them up, it wouldn't be on a buy and place a stop type of tactic. I think the time that we really need stops is fortunately when I put them in, when a market's going gangbusters on the upside, and particularly if you're seeing any evidence of acceleration. And anybody who's attended the chart seminar will know that's a point that's hammered home throughout the 2 days. Now, down at these levels, I would attempt to buy low and do a little bit of baby steps trading. And buy low, if it bounces up that day or the next day or so, I'd probably let the position out, not because I was afraid of it, but just because I would expect that it would probably, well, there would be a good chance that it could retrace the rally, and I would persist with that until I saw sufficient demand coming in to clearly indicate that a new short-term uptrend had developed. So that's my thoughts on that. Elsewhere, what to mention? Not much. Oil fell back a little bit. Yeah, that is perhaps important. Crude oil, NYME, fell back to 59.98. Now again, that was a pretty big downward move that we saw for oil from its highs. What was it back in August? That's certainly caused a number of short-term traders to come out of the markets. They're also concerned about what the U.S. government might do if the price starts to pick up again. In other words, they would worry about more releases from the stockpiles. So it's going to take time, which is hardly surprising. And the best indicator that we've had overall that the sector has been bottoming out, and I've been saying now that I thought we'd seen a low at that $55 level for crude NYME, but the really lively contract has been natural gas. But we've seen an upside failure and a bit of a downward dynamic here today. Not a bit of a downward dynamic, definitely a downward dynamic. And I'm hoping this comes lower, because I would really prefer to trade the natural gas than anything else because of its volatility. But when I've come in too quickly, I've had to sweat it out in past, and the market has then rebounded even if I've had to roll a contract forward. And it's been a nice little earner, as they say. But I would hope to time it a little bit better so that I could buy a little bit more as it actually is bottoming out. Right now, today, though, it closed down. Well, this is after hours trading on the day, down 878 points overall at $13.850. So that's pretty much it, folks. All the best.